Amen. Brother Kennedy, very happy to see you this morning. Amen. Yeah, so let us pray. Dear precious Lord Jesus, Father, we thank you this morning for your grace and mercy. We thank you, Lord, for bringing us into your house one more time. Father, by your grace and love, and Father, I pray this morning, Father, that may you help us, help each one of us. Father, Lord, may you show us your love, your grace, and mercy, Father. And Lord, may you be the one who take glory for everything that happens here today. For the glory belongs to you and you alone. For Father, we know that you are the one who died for us all. And you are the only one who was born by the spoken word. We all came to this earth through the sinful nature. But Father, you came by the spoken word to redeem us. And Father, we are grateful to you. And we want to say thank you. Help me this morning, Father, to share this few thoughts you put on my heart, Lord, with my brethren. Lord, bless us. Bless the service. And Father, bless the mothers today. Lord, today's been Mother's Day, Father. Lord, without mothers, where would we be, Father? They are so precious, Father, in your sight. So, Lord, we thank you for the mothers this morning. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. Happy Mother's Day.
Amen.
Amen. All the mothers, happy Mother's Day. And I wish you, in Hebrew, say Yom Ha'em Sameach. Yom mean day. You hear about Yom Kippur, Yom just mean day. Yom Ha'em Sameach. Happy Mother's Day to all of you. Amen. All right, so we're going to continue with, like I told you, the scripture that I had last time about give us this day our daily bread. I told you that it's a very long. In fact, any of the Lord's prayer script petition, if we take them, could take a long time. As you remember, even the first word, Our Father, we spent a long time on that, and I have to even get out of it so we can continue. But this one also is a very good one. If you really have to preach, if I really have to preach this, give us this, our daily bread, I will even almost have to read to you even an entire book message that Brother Brown preached on adoption. Right there, give us this, our daily bread, this just like the book of adoption. But anyway, let us take quickly read our scripture, Matthew 6:11. Let's rise to our feet, Matthew 6:11. Brother Kennedy, how are you today? Very good to see you. Very, very good to see you. Amen, amen. We are praying for you, and we are keep praying for you. Amen. So Matthew 6:11. Matthew 6:11 say, give us this day our daily bread. And that's what we read last time. It's what petition now? The fourth petition, all right? After thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So this is the fourth, we are seeing a fourth petition, but today I'll try to wrap it up so that next time we start the fifth petition. You may be seated. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of the word. So last Sunday, we tried to understand what is the real meaning of daily bread. And we saw that the Hebrew word, hook, that was used to spread the idea, the notion of daily, was also found in Proverbs 38. Amen? Obviously, we all know, we have the New Testament was handed through the world, through the Gentile world, through Greek. But we all know that Jesus didn't preach in Greek. He spoke in Aramaic, Hebrew,
The Galilean is the dialect, and that's why. But you see, the Pharisees, people went to school to study the Hebrew, and that's why Brother Brown was saying that he spoke the street language. You know, when you speak street language, you know, sometimes grammar or whatever. All right. So, and Brother Brown said that when you go there, many of the when you have to go there to see the idea, and the people who just came from Israel clearly now understand that. That many times the thing that you see here, we are trying to understand it with our Western mind, thing that happened here. But it's not the way. It's a mindset. Their mindset is different. The mindset here is different. Okay? So like somebody reading, give us this day, our daily bread, obviously, we quickly wanted to think about, you know, the physical part of that. You know, when we get up, you know, do I have a job, you know? Do I have a job? Do I have food? Do I have breakfast? We think more about the physical thing, but Jesus was thinking, was more thinking about other things. Okay, even though the physical is part of it. All right, like I say, if you buy a house, kitchen is part of the house. Now, I'm not talking about the old times where kitchen, or in Africa where you have kitchen outside and all that, but then you buy a compound. Okay, a compound has all that. But if you have a house, it's part of it. Okay, so now let us break down the petition sentence to parts. And I like that let's to look into the different parts of this petition. So first, give us this day our daily bread. So let us start by looking at give us. Now, for people who have done grammar, that sentence, give us, what is that? Imperative. Imperative and treaty. Give me. Help me. And sometimes that's the same type style that's used for command. Do this. Sit down. Get out. Right? So the question is really interesting that the Lord Jesus God is teaching us, and he said, our Father who art in heaven, look at the three petitions that belong. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. But is it, are we commending God? Because usually when your child says, give me, you say, please, say please. When you're trying to teach children good manners, right? A child will run to the mom and say, give me, give me. And you say, can you say please? There's something to that. As I was studying this, I realized when a child come, and then I went to Brother Brown's message. Yesterday when I was studying, I didn't know really how to bring this to make myself clear, but I know what I'm talking about. How to make it clear, and I was almost about to give up. I said, you know what, just preach, give it our daily bread and say, and leave it alone. But I look at God, say, no, you don't give up. As at the time I was about to give up, something just put on my heart, go to Brother Brown's message. And I went to the message and heard the quote Brother Brown laid out. So I'll share that with you. Okay? So give us. So that we saw the grammatical form is imperative. So, all right, they call them imperative entreaty, entreating somebody. So it seems weird that Jesus would teach us to ask an imperative of entreaty. Okay? But usually people want to say command, but this is not a command. All right? This is not a command to God, but rather it expresses the appeal of a child who utterly depends on his father for sustenance. Like when a child comes to you and says, oh, give me. All right? It's short. Later on, we teach them. You got to say, please. Can you say, please? We teach, but you got to go back to the child's nature. The child depends on you for total sustenance. For them, it's a given. Give me, mom. They don't see. The please part of God, that's what human beings put on them. But you got to see what Jesus said. All right? And I'm going to read the quote to you. Okay? This is not a command, but rather expresses the appeal of a child who utterly depends on his father for sustenance. Now, you got to remember, God has created in us the hunger and thirst for him. Amen? And we need to cry out to him as babes. Yes. When a baby is crying, a baby can say, please.
Mom, at a night, you see when the new parent who got a first child, the first they say, man, I can sleep. That child not gonna say, Dad, have you a little sleep? Can I cry from 3 to 4 and I'll let you? No. They don't ask that. They'll cry. When a child needs something, they'll cry. See the mother will run out, they'll cry. And here, listen to what Brother Bram said. Brother Bram said, there's no better way. They've never found a better way for a baby to get what he wants than to cry for it. If you give him a bell and say, Junior, you are only 3 days old, but now when you want your bottle, raise up this bell and ring it. You see, that's a polite way. You know, raise up this bell and ring it. That's a polite way we are trying to teach, okay? See if it works. It don't work. The baby cries for what he wants. Yeah. And you see, and you now take this Bible, link it back to the other everything that Jesus has spoken. When you take the Bible, you're reading things like this, you see little thing like this, give us. And you take it, you run that through the Bible, you see the whole Bible is connected. But when you don't know the Bible, you think the Bible is disjointed, it doesn't make any sense, it's stories. But just already tell you, if you don't come, look, just told you, if you don't come like those babes, you cannot see the kingdom of God. Yeah. All right? Abraham. When Abraham was 99 years, I said, no, Abraham, no, I'm El Shaddai. Amen? Come, nurse me. You are just a baby. Yeah. Cry unto me. Yeah. Amen? Yeah. All right? We can do without him. All right? So it don't work. The baby cries for what he wants. That God provided way. The louder you cry, don't weep the little fellow. He is only following God's provided way. Amen? So when you come, God knows that's his provided way that he gave you. Amen? He is only following God's provided way. He wants something. That's right. It's the only way he knows to call his mother, scream for it, cry for it. That's right. God recommends for his children. See what it's right there? God recommends for his children. God recommends this for his believing children. He did. Not intellectual speeches, not some great theology to teach. He wants you to cry for your needs. Amen? You are not commending him. He wants you to cry for it. Amen? Amen? And that's right. Cry for it. You are too stiff and starchy. Okay? You are too stiff and starchy. You never get it. If you are ready to limber yourself up a little and cry, God will give it to you. He likes to hear his children cry. Cry your needs to God. God wants it. That's his provided way. Cry out for it. That's the way the baby cried. That's the way he wants you to cry. Cry how long? How long does the baby cry until he gets satisfied? Amen? Amen. 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 Until he gets satisfied, okay? And that's the way the believing Christian should do, God's child. If you see that God made a promise, don't give it up. Cry till it's answered. Cry till you see God vindicate his word. When God vindicate his word and prove it here, then you don't have to cry no more. You got it. Walk away and thank him for it. Until you do that, scream out till you get it. I like that. Persistent, holding on. Not a hybrid plane, not one that has to be babied and petted and packed around. Christians are real, genuine, born articles of God. They fight for their position and fight till they're finished on this earth. Every move of it is a fight. God told Moses, he gave him the land. He told Joshua, every place the foot of your soul treads that I have given you. They had to fight for every inch of it. So do we fight for every inch of it. It isn't something to be babied and petted and they run like that and say, well, I'll take you over there, see what you think about it. You pass your opinion. That's no way to come. Come with a determination. Come that you are going to stay till it's over. Stay there till God answers and vindicates. Amen. A man that believes in God can see the presence of God, feel the presence of God, sense the presence of God, and know he's here. He is here to answer everything that he made promise for in this day. Then cry till you get it. Hold on to him. Don't leave. If you have to stay day and night, God don't want his children to listen to intellectual speeches. He wants them to cry out to it till the promise is vindicated. Amen. Amen. It's kind of hard here. Okay, now, let's read Matthew 7:7. Matthew 7:7. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Okay, Matthew 7:7. Oh, thank you. Thank you. All right. Matthew 7:7. Ask, and it shall be given you. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. So we see that's the way we have to approach God. Amen. Like a little baby, a child that wants something from their mother. They want it, they're determined. Like I said, a baby, I don't care how much, as long as they don't get, they'll cry until they get it. And that's what Brother Bram said. Now let's go to the next one. This day. So the petitions that give us this day, all right, give us this day our daily bread. So let me go to the next one, this day. This day, all right. So we already saw giver or givers. Now let's go to this day. Let's take Exodus 16. Exodus 16. Exodus 16. Exodus 16, let's start from 16. This is the thing which the Lord have commanded. Gather of it every man according to his eating, a number for every man according to the number of your persons. Take ye every man for them which are in his tent. And the children of Israel did so and gathered some more, some less. And when they did meet with a number, he that gathered much had nothing over, and he that gathered little had no lack. They gather every man according to his eating. That's what God said, gather according to your eating. Amen. Don't think you'll be smarter and get more, all right? He said, gather according to your eating, all right? And Moses said, let no man leave of it till the morning. So there's nothing. Why do you want to gather more? Because if you want to gather more, it's because you are trusting that, you know what, God has done it today, tomorrow he won't be here. All right, I trust him, he give it to me today. But tomorrow is not guaranteed. Tomorrow he won't be, maybe he can just be a God of history. Maybe he can just be a God of yesterday. I don't think that he'll be a God of, I don't think that he'll be a God of tomorrow. All right? But you see, God back then be telling you, gotta trust me. You got to trust me for everything, all right? That's why I say give it this day. He didn't just say give us our daily bread. He said now. Amen? Amen? Okay. And Moses said, let no man leave of it till the morning. Notwithstanding, they hearken not unto Moses. You see? They still don't trust with all what God have done. Okay? But some of them left of the empty the morning, and he bred worms. You see, when you want to worry for tomorrow, worry for tomorrow, it won't bring you nothing but trouble. But because there's nothing you can do about it. You see, Moses told them, don't worry, God will take care of you. You see all the wonders, all the things he's done. He's Jehovah Nissi. He's done all the wonders. Take for this day. But some say, you know what? This Moses, I don't trust him. Let me take a little bit over. What happened? Worms. When God said, I'll be with you, you say, I'm not sure. Look all what he's done for you. Yeah, he done it, but I'm not sure for tomorrow. But you want to give him a lot more trouble. Until you have to come and lay it down and say, God, I lay it all down. Amen. It's all in your hands. Amen. Amen? Amen? But some of them left of it until the morning, and it bred worms and stank. And Moses was rough with them. Amen? And they gathered it every morning, every man according to his eating. And when the sun waxed hot, it melted. Amen? And it came to pass that on the sixth day, I'll stop right there. So you see, God told you for that day, tomorrow I'll take care of it. Amen. Amen? So when God is leading you, the future, you don't know what the future holds. If God can open and show your future, you'll be scared. Just stay behind him. But what we do many times is that God is a leader. He's our shepherd. He's leading us. But sometimes, as human, as we are very curious, we want to know. And that's why people go to mediums. People go to mediums and say, can you show me a crystal ball? Think that will happen. That's why people go to those witches and things like they want to know. People are human, want to know. Why can't we just rest on the promises that God has made for us? So as God is leading you, many times you feel like you want to look. Like when you're behind somebody, right? And you want to know what's going on there. You stay to the side and then you say, it scares you. You look at your worries. What is the other? Oh, you know the economy is going to get bad. You're not going to have a job. Oh, you come home. Oh, what am I going to do? How am I going to pay? You look to the side and say, oh, my goodness, this is coming. What am I going to do? The children have to go to college. How am I going to handle that? And all begin to get you worried, begin to create worms in you. You know that what destroys is within you. The cancer that destroys you is within you. And perhaps the worm, when you put down 6 foot under, the worm that destroys you is not coming from anywhere. It's already within you. The cancer that destroys is already within you. The worries, the this, the heart problem, stroke, and all those things are within you. Your heart, blood pressure. I don't know how this is going to happen. I don't know how this is going to happen. It's all there. Why? Because of lack of trust that he said, I'll be with you. Amen. Amen? Amen? You want to gather more for tomorrow, and it is thing, it will create warm. Amen? You got that? Amen? Amen. All right. So, we also saw that. Now, let's compare what we just read now with the scripture that we read yesterday, and I call it Jesus' own commentary to the prayer. Okay? Of the Lord's Prayer, all right? Now, we saw that after the Lord's Prayer, he went on and said, what do you have to worry for tomorrow? And talk about the lilies of the field, and he talked about all that, the tall, no, look at the birds, and that's all that following the Lord's Prayer, right? So you have to put all those things together. Now, let's go to another, that almost the commentary, let's go to John 6. Let's go to John 6. John 6, John 6, 25, all right? So John 6, 25, he said, and when they had found him, you can read the rest above, and when they have found him on the other side of the sea, and this is the Sea of Galilee, or Sea of Tiberias, that we, by God's grace, we were on last time, the Sea of Galilee. They found him on the other side of the sea. They said unto him, Rabbi, when comest thou hither? Jesus answered them and said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, ye seek me not because ye saw the miracles. You see what I'm telling you? Like, human beings, we want the, okay? Ye seek me not because of the miracle, but because ye did eat of the loaves and were filled. Food. Amen? So, all right, so we already saw that he, God was trying to give them something more, all right? And I'll get to this this scripture again on the next. So, what Jesus wanted us to do is that he wanted to trust him at Jehovah Shammah, all right? Don't leave the John 6 yet. I'll come back to it again. All right? He wants us to trust him as Jehovah Shammah, the present tense God, the present help in times of need. The I am, the great shepherd. I'm your shepherd. I'm your provider, Jehovah Jireh. I'm Jehovah Nissi. I'm your banner. Amen? That's the reason why I take a lot of time on the word our Father. Because like I said, if you understand the word Father, who he is, that God is manifested by his characteristics, if you understand that, if you understand exactly who he is, that his characteristics, then the rest of the prayer is just trusting him. Then you know who he is. Amen? Amen. All right. So, Brother Abraham said here, are you convinced tonight? I'm convinced. No matter what come before me, he will watch it. No matter what come before me, I'm convinced he will take care of it. He said he will do it. I'll be with you, even in you, to the end of the age. Take no thought for tomorrow. I don't want to read it again, but you go and read Matthew after that. He said, take no thought. And he tried everything to tell the people, you got to live in the present. Live right there. Live for me. Glorify me in the present. I'm in charge. Because if you don't trust him for tomorrow, it's an insult to God. It's like you don't even trust that he's a El Elyon, the all-powerful God. Amen. I'll be with you, even in you to the end of the age. Take no thought for tomorrow. It will take thought for itself. That's right. Just think of today. Amen. If God so clothes the field and the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow isn't, and if he thought enough that not even a sparrow could drop in the street without him knowing about it, how much more does he care about our needs? I'm convinced. That's the reason why you don't see me begging for offerings. And this, that, I'm convinced. If I stay with his word, God will stay with me. I'm convinced. Don't have to be given. It will come some way. I'm convinced. I believe it. I believe every word he said. I'm convinced of it. I'm convinced he will meet all the needs that I have of it. I won't have to worry about it. Amen. Now let's go to the third part. Time is running. All right. So now let the third part now our daily bread. So what is God give us this day? Our daily bread. Now let's look at our daily bread. Now, last Sunday, we saw that, I quickly went over the whole scripture last Sunday, we saw that the daily bread is not just physical, but it's Christ. Amen? Christ, the bread of life. All right? So now let's read here. Let's read now in John, where I saw you have to be John 6. I was ahead a little bit of myself last time. John 6, 25. And when they have found him on the other side of the sea, they said unto him, Rabbi, when comest thou? Jesus answered them and said, Very, very, I say unto you, ye seek me not because ye saw the miracles, but because ye did eat of the loaves and were filled. Labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life. And what is that meat? That's him. Amen. Amen. Which the Son of Man shall give unto you. For him have God the Father sealed. Amen. Then they said unto him, what shall we do that we might work the works of God? Jesus answered and said unto them, this is the work of God, that ye believe on him who he hath sent. Amen. They said therefore unto him, what sign shewest thou then, that we may see and believe thee? What does thou work? Our father did eat manna. You see, they come back to that. The physical part. That's why sometimes human beings, that's where we get stuck. The physical part. Things that, you know, we can see physical. All right. Our father did eat manna in the desert, as it is written. He gave them bread from heaven to eat. Then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. Amen. Amen. Then said they unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. Amen. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Amen. Amen. But I said unto you that ye also have seen me and believe not. Amen. And all that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast away. For I came down from heaven not to do my own will. And you see in the prayer, Father, I found what in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thine will be done. And again, Jesus keeps expanding all that. That's why I told you, the Lord's Prayer is everything you need is right there. It's the entire Bible compacted in those verses. Amen? All right? And this is the Father's will, which have sent me, that of all which he have given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again in the last day. And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up on the last day. Amen. Amen. And if you skip quickly to 53, okay, you can read the rest. Like if you read 48, for instance, 48, let's have 48, 48. He said, I am that bread of life. Amen. Your father did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. Amen. That's the only thing I can sustain. That's Christ. This is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. Woo. Amen. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh. Amen. Which I will give for the life of the world. And then you can read the rest. You can read the rest, like from 53 and so forth. Okay? Now, so we saw that the word to express the notion of daily is hok. You got a problem with a little bit with the throat. That's hok. Okay? Hok means law, statute, or ordinance. Now the verb, okay, today I didn't use PowerPoint today. The verb also derived from another Hebrew verb, that's a hakok. Hakok meaning to engrave. Now let's take Isaiah 49:15. Isaiah 49:15. Can a woman forget her suckling child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget. See, even a mother may forget. Yet will I not forget thee. Behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hand. Thy walls are continually before me. So that word hook, law, comes from the verb like it to engrave. All right? So what does that mean? Quickly here. All right? Now, it's like your life, okay, is a law. And Brother Bram explained that. That's why I'm talking about the book of adoption. Now, Jesus, when he was here on earth, he didn't just go about all haphazardly. He had one thing to do. That was the will of God who sent him. And everywhere he went, everything that he done had a meaning, had a purpose, and had a plan, a foreordained plan of God, everything he did. And if we be the children of God, our life is in the hands of God, who orders our footsteps. And the footsteps of the righteous is order of the Lord. Jesus never went places or did things unless it had a meaning. Many men down through the ages has read this same scripture and has inspired men through the ages. So, what it is? Your life is a law. Like I told you, the word hook is like, it's like what you're asking God is that before the foundation of the world, what you read in my what you read in my life, and we know that Brother Brown told us that before the foundation of the world, amen, God saw through the time, saw everything that would happen to you. He knew the end before the beginning, and he slew the lamb, and he put our name on the lamb book. But what is that name? And Brother Brown says the mysteries. Now, he put our names, and he said that he told, I think, Jeremiah, before you were conceived your mother, I knew you. So your life is a law. So your daily prayer, because look, the petition, our Father, what in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. But what was his will in heaven? His will in heaven, the Lamb book of life, where your life was written. Amen. Amen? So what you're asking, give me Christ. What that daily bread? That daily bread is Christ who gives us life. Amen. It's not the bread of today. And it's a sick. It's a don't worry. It's a dust we take of yourself. Sufficient for the days, the evil thereof. Look, listen, don't think about tomorrow and or your job and all those. All those things will be added. The pagan, the hidden, they look after those things. But ye, who has your name in the Lamb's book of life, you're looking for things from above, which is Christ, the bread of life himself. So when you're praying in the morning, oh God, today give me Christ. God, as I go out today, may my life glorify you. Amen. I thank you, Lord, that you're giving me another day to see, another glorious day. May I be fruitful to you. May I be profitable. May your will be done. Or whatever you have in your book written, may that be accomplished. May Christ, may Christ be in me. May I be Christ walking on 2 feet. That's the will of God. Amen. Amen. So, brethren, in ending, I will say, okay, may his will be done. That's the thing, may his will be done. Amen. Let's get filled with the Holy Ghost. If you don't have a good, get filled with the Holy Ghost. Even if you are filled, get refilled. It's this continual process. Don't just say, you know, I'm filled with the Holy Ghost and go see. That's where the devil will disappoint you. And you remember the chart that I have here last Wednesday. Remember, you are still in this world. You still have the outside influence. The after influence influence the body. You have the 5 senses. Then you have the 5 senses to the spirit. Then you have the soul. You say, you know, I got the Holy Ghost. I'm done. My brother, as long as you're on this earth, you'll be sticky. So you're still in that constant battle. Oh, God, refill your spirit. Oh, God, send more. Oh, Lord, I need your Holy Spirit to be strong. When all those temptations, all those things, because you are here. You know, many people think, oh, you know what? I'm fit, I'm strong. God promised me a Christian can never fall. A Christian, that's why you're deceived. That's where the devil gets you. You see, Joseph, God was with him. Joseph could have said that, say, Potiphar's wife, I'm not going anywhere. I can stand. There's nothing she can do to me. I know I'm a son of God. But you know what? The time to run. Joseph said, run. If I have to leave my coat behind, run for your life. But many Christians are so deceived. And I tell you, the people sometimes I see the most disillusioned people are the Christians. Right. Who are supposed to know that they're so disillusioned? Oh, God promised me. Oh, Jehovah Jireh, I'm so strong. And then they walk there, and next thing you know, they're in temptation. Next thing they fell. Because what? You have this outside world here, all the influences coming. They contact your spirit. And you remember I told you, they contact your spirit, the feeling. If you see a girl walking by, let's be frank, if you see a girl walking by, that's my outside world. My eyes. It contacts my inner being. I have feeling. Ooh, she's so beautiful. It brings to have my affections, right? But you need something to control tower. Say, stop it. Run for your life. So say, that's not right. You are son of God. Keep your eyes away. Get off there. In a control tower. But if you say, I'm already feeling, and then you're not praying, that's where you get disappointed and you fall. So even if you're filled, let's get filled with the Holy Spirit. If you have the Holy Spirit, let's keep praising God. I need you. That daily bread, Christ, come in my life. Today, Lord, I can't do without you. You are my strength. You are my everything. You are my God. You are Jehovah Nissi. You are Jehovah Jireh. You are my banner. You are my shield. Oh, God, be with me today. Amen. Let me cry. I'm all done here, okay? Let's get filled with the Holy Ghost and be refilled and live daily to be profitable to his kingdom. Amen. As it were, at where you were coming the next hour. Amen. And I'll read something for you quick. I'm right on time today. God, brother, I say, God in his election has elected before the foundation of the world certain things to happen. That's the reason he can know from the beginning what will be in the ending. For he's already set it in order, and it will have to come to that place. So, my brethren, there's no worry for tomorrow. What you need to do, get desperate, feel the Holy Ghost. If you have the Holy Ghost, be refilled every day. God, I need to feel. Listen, if God can fill me every minute, that's what I want. Amen. Brothers, you get to a place where the devil not knowing what to do with you. That's what we need to get. Oh, God, help me. We can never have enough of him. We can never have enough of him. That's what it needs to be. God bless you. Let us pray. Dear precious Lord Jesus, Father, we thank you, Lord, for your grace and mercy. And Father, as we've seen today, Lord, you are our daily bread, the bread that came from heaven, the everlasting bread. And Lord, we pray that may you feed us, Lord. And Father, the service coming, may you feed us that daily bread, Father. Bless the minister, bless the service, bless the worship, bless everything. May we give you all, Father. Oh, Lord, we love you. God, when we get up in the morning, help us to be more profitable to you. Help us, Lord, to seek you, to seek Christ. Let us seek, Father God, to be your ambassadors. Let us seek to be your billboards. Let us seek to shine your light in the dark world, Father. Help us. Lord, as you said, give us this day our daily bread. Give us Christ, the hope of glory. And may Christ be forming us and grow till we become mature sons of God, sons and daughters of God. We love you, Lord. We appreciate you. We commit all to your hands today. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. You may be dismissed.